Congressional leaders told members concerned about the crop insurance programs they hope to address the issue in an omnibus spending bill. That means the cuts are still included in the budget agreement, but will be removed in a later bill. That's the best that could happen given no amendments were allowed to the bill. Senate leaders have promised to quickly move the bill through the upper chamber. The agreement would push the next budget battle beyond the 2016 election cycle. House Ag Committee Chairman Michael Conaway and Ranking Member Colin Peterson issued a statement following that. As Chairman Conaway said, our nation's farmers and ranchers did their part in reining in our nation's debt in the 2014 Farm Bill, saving an estimated $23 billion. So it's imperative that we do not undermine their trust by attacking the primary tool they use to manage the tremendous risk involved in producing food and fiber. Peterson said, I'm pleased we have an agreement to fix the crop insurance cuts and not open the farm bill. We have assurances that the cuts will be removed and the farm bill will not be raided. We produced a fiscally responsible and bipartisan farm bill in 2014 that saved $23 billion. We've done our part. I can now support the budget agreement with these assurances.